This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Last week we were talking with Samantha. She was sharing this incident that happened with a previous person that she was engaged to, I guess, at the time, and thought she was going to marry, and how an intervention broke that off. Subsequently, you got married to a different person.
I did. I was still in Miss Fix-It mode. A lot of us in human services, social work fields tend to be that way. And
so you've got to fix her upper, like my old house.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And I was 30 or 31, and I really do think it was my biological clock ticking, saying, get married, get married, get married, have babies. But anyway, I eloped with an individual who was really basically a friend of mine, and we kind of got together for the wrong reasons. But he was not physically abusive initially. He, I found out later, was bipolar and had substance abuse issues. And but again, a very charismatic individual whom everybody loved, and college educated, University of Miami, had been accepted to Annapolis and the Naval Academy. Very bright person, but could never sit still.
I think this is important to realize too, because people think oftentimes, well, this doesn't happen in well-to-do families or educated families, but it happens everywhere.
Exactly.
Doesn't
it? And I was college educated.
And
he came from a family that lived in a gated community in Atlanta and drove Mercedes. So came from a more affluent family than mine. But to make a long story short, we got married, almost immediately found out that we were going to have our little girl. And he really did fly off the handle then, because he did not want to settle down and be a father. And so I ultimately moved out of the state that we were living in, moved up here, was going to raise her on my own, and he begged me to give him one more chance. And so I tried that, and he wound up in a mental health facility for a month.
Tell me about this incident where shortly after the baby was born, he made some reference to...
Yes, the emotional abusive remark. Emotional abuse can be just as insidious as physical abuse. In fact, probably more so, because it sticks in your mind. The bruises can go away, but the emotional abuse can last a much longer. But I was a new mom, and we had this beautiful new baby, and we were at a restaurant, and my husband at the time, her dad, started laughing, and I said, why are you laughing? And he had this odd look in his eye, and he says, oh, I just picture you on America's Most Wanted or Unsolved Mysteries one day in the future. I said, why? And he said, oh, looking for, and he mentioned our daughter by name, and here she was, like, maybe 2 months old. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, he was from Key West, and he said, I could make it to Key West and go island hopping, and you never see her again. And then he just grinned at me. And so I started crying in the restaurant, and I said, why are you telling me that? I just want you to remember that. And we had not been arguing or anything, but I think he was setting me up for if I didn't stay in line and if I tried to go against him, maybe with some of his substance abuse, that he would be able to take her and go island hopping and I never see her again. And so years later, well, just a couple of years later, when I had confronted him one morning after coming in really late, the only time he ever became physically violent with me is when I confronted him that morning. He tried to throw me over some basement stairs in our house, and I realized then that he had really lost control. So I piped down, didn't say another word, and immediately went to my supervisor, and we went to talk to a local judge who signed a 50B order. And what I want to say to people is, one man almost took away my life, and another man, that judge, by one signature, gave me my life back. And I still see that judge, and I remind him of that from time to time, and it's significant. And I told him, and I told my attorney, I would never, ever appear before them again for a similar situation, and I have not. And so, and that's been over 10 years ago.
That's the positive aspect of it, is that you finally came to your senses. And
I did.
You got 10 years of...
sobriety, basically, from those types of relationships. And I love my daughter. I was not raised that way. And I had a young lady in my office the other day, and I'll be sharing more about her later. But she made a statement, I love my daughter more than I love myself. And that saved both of our lives. And having that love for your children, yes.
That's something to keep in mind. Well, give them a phone number if they want to call and talk to you about
In Yancey County, the way to reach us on our crisis line is 682-0056. That's for domestic violence and sexual assault calls. And our business line is 678-3436.
In Mitchell County, you can call us at 765-4044. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.